Kenosha Sports Extra, Pat Hagewall, the high school football podcast, number 3, with our good friend Tommy Watt. Tommy Watt, how's it going, man?
Hey, Hags. Looking forward to a great week of football here. We're starting to get into the meat and potatoes of the season here.
So, last weekend, Bradford went up to Oak Creek and kind of socked the Knights in the mouth a little bit, and I had the opportunity to watch every single play of that game, and I got to be honest with you, very impressed with the way Bradford handled themselves in that game. I would agree that the Oak Creek might not be as strong as Oak Creek has been in the past, but it takes nothing away from Bradford going up to the Knights' home stadium and kind of having a statement win in the Troy Bough era.
Yeah, I was really impressed with Bradford overall. They were very composed. They were disciplined. They really outplayed Oak Creek in every facet of the game. Defensively, they were stout. Offensively, we saw some amazing plays out of some rising stars that we'll talk about a little bit later, but. Bradford is a force to be reckoned with. I think this week is going to be a very interesting game between them and Indian Trail.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, Bradford, we saw the first game against Franklin and you're like, wow, you know, it was kind of weird because, you know, they should have possibly won that game, and they were out there going toe-to-toe with a team that's just historically very, very strong in this area of the state. But it was the first game, and you never really know what to expect, and you're like, okay, well, you know, so be it. You know, they let one get away, and they were in the game, and that's a good thing, but on to the next week. And then they play their first game against Tremper, or their game against Tremper, which was Tremper's first game. And, you know, it's a crosstown rivalry game. Bradford probably didn't have a whole lot of an idea what Tremper was going to come out with because they hadn't played week one and they have a new coach and, you know, a lot of new coaches. So I don't know if they really knew what to expect in the first half of the Tremper-Bradford game. So the game stayed very close and they pulled away a little bit at the end, but it really wasn't any kind of a whitewashing of any way, shape, or form. So now you got an almost win against Franklin, and you got a semi-decent win against Tremper. So you're really not 100% sure of what you're going to get when you go up to Oak Creek. And in the post-game interview that I had with Coach Bough after the Tremper game, he's like, you know, we got sloppy, and if we want to be as good as we want, as we think we can be, we have to clean some things up. And you know, you can't be that type of team and shoot yourself in the foot all the time. So to your point of saying that it was a pretty clean, mature-feeling kind of game, I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, it was like missed opportunities in week one and kind of stumbling on yourself in week two and not really putting a game away that was there probably to be put away. So you got, you know, a couple of at-bats, and you know, you're feeling pretty decent about things, but you have no real idea what you're going to get in that week three against a historically strong Oak Creek team, and I just thought the overall game was really well played. I thought the defense played incredible, like you said. Obviously, special teams scored, defense scored, they scored by the pass, they scored by the rush, they scored by safety. I mean, all those things, yeah. You know as well as anybody, that kind of shows you a well-rounded team.
Yeah, I mean, a couple things I'll say about Oak Creek. Of course, they are having a rebuilding year. Now, they are starting, and this is very impressive, a freshman quarterback. Now, they played some smart defense, and Brock Lampe was licking his chops, and I think he might have had 7 tackles for losses, and probably double that in total tackles. But he was in that quarterback's grill all night. And I think that freshman quarterback probably woke up with nightmares of Brock Lampe because they got that offense out of sync from the get-go. they knew if they put pressure on this kid, he was not going to respond well, and he didn't. And offensively, again, Coach John Lynn, I can't tell you how many third and longs that Bradford was able to convert. And that was just breaking Oak Creek's back. And it's the creativeness of Coach Lynn that really came into play, especially in the later in the game, where he was able to expose some of the Oak Creek's weaknesses, which are their smaller defensive backs. And boy, Quinton Henry, number 9 for Bradford. This kid's a sophomore, Eggs. He's a sophomore. He's the best receiver I've seen maybe this year. Now, I know Indian Trail has phenomenal receivers, but they, you know, they haven't had a chance to showcase them yet. They'll probably get a chance this week. But Quinton Henry, did you see the catch in the end zone?
Oh, yeah.
That kid went up over everybody else and came down with that ball. Big, he had 2 or 3 other big plays, third and long. Sophomore. I mean, this Bradford team is stacked with sophomore skills kids. They have Keani Parks, number 4, the kid that scored up the middle.
Yep.
What he ran, 86-yard, 75-yard touchdown. Quick. Kyrie Parks, number 35, plays in the middle, linebacker with Brock Lampe, another dominant kid, underclassman.
Quarterback's a junior.
Junior, yes. Christian Crump.
Crump, yep.
He's a sophomore, probably the fastest kid on their team. He's just a absolute speedster. They have a kid that's coming off injury that's their best corner. Tavy, I cannot think of his name, but Tavy is his first name. But coming off injury, he's going to be back full force this week. Positively, their best defensive back, which is scary. He hasn't been in there yet. I guess he hits like a tank. So that'll be a real nice addition to that tough defense to begin with. So, yeah, I like this Bradford team a lot. I like their offense. I like the Brock Lampe and his supporting cast on D. They really look good. And the scary thing is, they're set up to be even better next year. So, watch out.
Talking to Tommy Watching about high school football, and one more thing we'll talk about from an offensive standpoint that I found interesting that, you know, I haven't coached a lot and I didn't play a lot, but I've been in the booth a lot, and you get that upper perspective on the game. And you know, with what Coach Bow and Coach Lynn are running offensively, I think it really works pretty well. Maybe not so much even so the play and the result of the play itself, but more so what you've got on film that other teams have to prepare for. And when you've got people that can, you know, Henry and Crump and guys like that can stretch the field, that can go up in traffic and make plays, if they don't hit on a given play at a given time, it's not good, but it's not the end of the world, because that's still just more things that the other guy has to prepare for. And as Oak Creek was preparing for all of the different things that Bradford was throwing at him, you know, a 70-plus yard run right up the gut breaks their back and the game is over. And it's like, you could see how they're kind of trying to put this puzzle piece together. And I don't try to come at that from a coach's point of view, because I'm not that. But you can see what they're trying to do, and I've always quoted the great Joe Torre, and they're like, what do you look for in a guy? And all Joe Torre said was, when he goes to the plate, I'm just looking to see if he's got an idea of what he's trying to do up there. And in the case of Bradford football, it's like, sometimes I wonder what the hell's going on, but it's starting to kind of come into view about what they're really trying to accomplish, and I think you're right. I think that group's best football is ahead of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, losing Lampe, obviously, is going to change the complexion of that team next year. But I think, you know, he's positively the best football player maybe in the state. I mean, that's yet to be seen, but he looks like a college player playing against high school kids. It's pretty amazing. So, yeah, he's going to be a lot of fun to watch the rest of the year, and he'll be a lot of fun to watch going into college ball as well. But, you know, just to quickly talk about Indian Trail, because they're a team that I think at this point is a sleeping giant. And I hope they can wake up, because they got some great, great kids. They have some real high character kids with some unbelievable talent. They just haven't been able to put it together, and I can't pinpoint why. I mean, Arjun Ismali, I coached a kid as an eighth grader. He has a huge heart. He is a dynamic player, great leader. We're talking big time arm. I mean, this kid can throw the ball 45 yards sitting on the ground. I've seen him do it. So, I mean, he is a big time player. They have to just put it together. They need to just let Arjun do what he does, and they're going to be really tough to stop. Now, if Bradford is going to not let that happen, we'll see. But, I mean, Ramon Jones, Lee, I mean, they have some phenomenal receivers. They got a great running back. If they can wake up this week, we could be in for a real dogfight. So that's going to be a fun game to watch. I cannot wait.
That's Bradford IT coming up this week. Tremper played Franklin on Friday as well. That one was over quick. I certainly don't want to belabor the fact, but I also want to give Tremper their due. They were out there playing till the very end, and they're just not there yet. I mean, they'd like to be where Franklin is, where they throw the ball all over creation, and they're well disciplined, and they're you know, they're upperclassmen, and that's probably where they'd like to be. They're just plain and simply not there yet.
Franklin, they had some good things happen early on. First of all, it comes down to like some small things that make huge differences. First of all, Franklin wins the flip. So they defer to the second half, and they kick off with the win. So Tremper, God bless them, love the kids, great athletes, but they need to throw the ball in order to compete. Right now, they just don't have the size. And I shouldn't even say size. They just don't have the experience out of their offensive linemen to ground and pound against Franklin. So with that, for 35 mile an hour wind, it took away their ability to throw the ball. They had, I think, three kicks, punts in the first quarter, for a total of about 18 yards against that wind. You give Franklin field position and you give them momentum, it's like you might as well, you know, put blood in the water with sharks. I mean, they were just all over Tremper. You know, that's their experience. That's the 25 years of experience of their head coach. The guy's one of the best in Wisconsin. They jumped on them. They used the advantage of that wind. They knew they could not throw the ball. They brought eight men up in the box. Tremper tried to run. It wasn't going to happen. I mean, God bless them. They're a smart, smart team. And I'm not making any excuses, you know, for Tremper, you know, but that's tough to come up against in the first quarter.
So Tremper has Oak Creek this week, and you, as we were texting back and forth, you believe that to be an eminently winnable game for the Trojans.
Absolutely. I think Tremper will be able to take advantage of Oak Creek's youth. I think they'll be able to take advantage of their smaller defensive backs and corners with Tremper's size for their receivers. Once again, I really believe in what Coach Zalikar is doing over there. He's got these kids really working hard. They're even after a game like that, they're not discouraged. I mean, they took a thumping, but they are still out there working hard. I ran by the practice today, and they were out there, and they were hitting, and they were really bumped up and excited. So I expect this to be a much better game for them. Let's hope we don't have a 40-mile-an-hour wind. Like I said, Oak Creek is rebuilding, and Trevor can really take advantage of putting some pressure on that freshman quarterback. And let's hope they can get in there and get a win.
Our alma mater, the Mighty Mighty Lancers, took on the class of their conference, Racine Lutheran. Racine Lutheran handled them pretty well via the ground, it looked like. I know you had said going into that game that, you know, with St. Catharines no longer part of that program, that you knew that it was going to be St. Joe's and they were going to have to come up against someone like Racine Lutheran. And the Crusaders have always had a very, very good sports program, basketball, football, baseball, I don't care what it is. They're always very competitive, and looks like they handled the Lancers pretty well, pretty much all on the ground.
Yeah, my good buddy, our good buddy, Luigi Kyra, he was at the game. He said Racine Lutheran just had too much. They were bigger up front. They had a running back that was about 210 pounds that was just more athletic and stronger than everybody else on the field. St. Joe's did complete some nice passes. The Carbone kid,
McCarville.
McCarville, I guess he was really dynamic, had some great catches, but a little too little, too late. Racine Lutheran is a powerhouse, and I don't know what they put in the water in Racine, but they have more athletes in that area than anywhere in the state, I would argue. If you look at the talent that they have at Horlick, and they have the talent at St. Cat's, Racine Lutheran, Case always has like the best track kids in the state. And now Park is starting to put it together. So it's amazing the amount of talent coming out of that area. And, you know, even though St. Joe's really battled, they were never in the game. You know, it's going to be tough to beat that team. I think that Racine Lutheran could go real far if they have playoffs. But I don't see anyone in that conference beating them. No chance.
So we got Bradford IT. Who you got?
Bradford IT, well, I'm going to predict a high-scoring game. And I'm going to say Bradford's probably going to squeak it out and double overtime.
Nice.
41-38.
There it is. 41-38 and double OT. How about Tremper against Oak Creek? You got Tremper pulling the big first win of the year?
Yeah, Tremper, Oak Creek's going to be a defensive battle. Tremper's going to win on a last-minute throw from McGonigo to our guy, Tyler Santee, fastest kid in the state. So let's see if this kid can actually put it together this week. Because Santee, he's a power, he's a force. He's a little mighty mite, small guy, but he's fast. If we can get him open, we get him out in space, I like him a lot. But, you know, Trevor has more than him. They have Michael Donato, who has been a phenomenal player since sophomore year. He's a senior, probably the hardest working kid on the team. Defense, I expect him to pick off a couple balls this week and take one to the house even. So I have really high hopes. I wanted to mention something about Tremper, which is unfortunate about a lot of high schools. All right, so think about Tremper as freshmen. They go through, as they're with that freshman team, they go 7-1. They lose to Franklin in a really, really cool, close game, but they beat everybody else. All right, what's the difference between that and what Franklin is now achieving or other teams? Well, the problem is four of the best freshman players on that Tremper team aren't playing as seniors. And it's something that's happening in high schools now. A lot of these kids, they lose interest, you know. And the coaching staff before Zalakar definitely did not help. You know, they were they're very fortunate to have Zalakar in there because a lot of these kids just lost interest because of the coaching. So let's hope moving forward, and I know it will be different with Zalakar, that these kids stay together. And the dominant freshman players are there when they hit senior year. You know, you look at Franklin, you look at Oak Creek, you know, typical powerhouses. They'll have 25, 28 seniors on the team.
Right.
You know, look at the numbers. A couple years ago, Tremper had 6 seniors. Jeez. That was when my son was a junior. They had 6 seniors on that team. You know, so that's the telling tale. We got to keep these kids interested. You got to keep them interested from 7th grade all the way through. You know, that's the name of the game, and that's what Oak Creek and Franklin have been doing so well, is they keep their kids on the straight and narrow. They keep them interested. They keep them working as a team. They believe in teamwork and that friendship that you keep forever. I mean, who are some of your best friends to this day? Eggs, it's the guys you play ball with, right?
Amen to that.
That's what it's all about. So, yeah, it's going to be a great week. So I'm really really pumped up to see some football this weekend.
Good stuff as usual, Tommy Watt. We'll talk again next week. Thanks for all of your input and for your love of high school football. We'll talk again next week, my friend.
Thanks, Heck. Have a good one.
All right.